Hello, Podnutsians. Welcome to DDG Episode 4. We're going to start off with a pair of mentions about the website Swappa. S-W-A-P-P-A. Swappa. If you do not know what this website is, I highly encourage everyone to check it out. Swappa is a site that's been around for well over a year now, I'm going to say. They've expanded what they carry. Now, what they carry are smartphones, tablets, Chromebooks, and now they also carry MacBooks. Think of this as a reputable version or a more reputable version of eBay. Think of this as Craigslist, but only with sane people. Think of this as a very fair place to go and exchange your device or buy a new device or sell a gingerly used device. And if you go directly to Swappa.com. Since they started out with only phones and tablets, you can search by mobile carrier. So if you want to find a device that's only on Ting, for instance, or you only want to find devices that are T-Mobile compatible, you can make that as your search criteria. I have personally sold at least two or three devices on Swappa, and I've bought at least three devices off of them. Every time it is an extremely painless process. If you want to get the site involved in any back and forth customers or buyers, you just simply click a box to add them to the conversation. They've always been very responsive. Their pricing is very fair. Basically, they show you when you go to post your item the last, I think it is 90 days of history on the item that you want to sell. And they show you how much they've sold for. Also, if you go to buy a device, you can see what the last 90 days selling prices were. So you know how much everybody else is paying. Everybody knows how much everybody else is paying. It's very upfront and in your face. They take a blanket $10. So it doesn't matter what price you see, you have to remember the person that you're buying it from is getting $10 less. Then that person has to take that demanding money and also pay for shipping as well. So whatever the price is, you know that they're getting at least a little bit less. Now, the two links in the notes are going to be to two Podnutsians. To be honest, that I consider really good personal friends. I'm not sure if they want their names said, but if you go look at the devices, you'll be able to at least make out their first names. Liam is selling a Huawei Honor 8 unlocked white 64 gig in mint condition for $285. This is a unlocked device. It works perfectly on T-Mobile and I believe AT&T. You can check the compatibility. It will tell you about it. And I can tell you, he literally bought this device to test out the T-Mobile network. He heard really good things about how they were getting better. So he bought it expecting to be able to switch his whole family over. He bought the phone, got it delivered less than 2 weeks later, realized he can't switch over there. So he only used the phone for less than 2 weeks. And he is very particular about the condition of his device. So when he says it's in mint condition, it is in stellarly mint condition. $285, it is a steal. Again, it is a Huawei Honor 8 unlocked white 64 gig phone. I highly encourage people check this phone out. It is maybe right now, I feel, the best bang for the buck with any phone you can buy on any carrier. Of course, that's just my personal opinion, and we know how everyone has an opinion. Okay, the next device is for the people who are stuck on Verizon. And I say the people stuck on Verizon because it seems like nobody voluntarily stays on. Either they're the only person that's available at their job or at their home or at their uncle's or at their campground or at their church retreat or something. So everyone seems to be stuck on Verizon, not able to move. Well, if you are and if you're in need of a new device, Aaron is selling a Nexus 6 Blue 32 gig in mint condition for $210. It's only compatible with the Verizon network, I'm pretty sure. But $210 is, again, in my humble opinion, a steal. Aaron is also a stickler for quality. So when he says it's in mint condition, I can guarantee you this thing is pristine mint condition. It's, again, only $210. I encourage people, if you have at all inkling on this, go to Swappa. If the device you're looking for is already sold, you can log in via Facebook, Twitter, or Google, or you can use their own service and login, and you can subscribe to a device. So you could hypothetically say, anytime a Nexus 6 for Verizon comes on sale, send me, and then you'll always know when one is available to purchase. But if you need a Nexus 6 on Verizon or a Huawei Honor 8 on T-Mobile or AT&T, there's no better time than now. You can support the community by buying these and get yourself a really good device at a really good price. Okay, now to the main topic, if you will. About a week ago, the main Podnut show hosted by Jeff Hallisch, nobody could see, but I just saluted Jeff because Jeff is, he did a really good episode on what hardware everyone had. And everyone on the show went through what hardware that they have and they use. Okay, now I'm going to do that, but there's no way I can go through all my hardware. Okay, I am a junkie when it comes to technology, and especially the mini computer side of technology and the micro computers. So I'm not going to go through everything. What I'm going to do is give a preliminary walkthrough of every computer I use in podcast. Okay. And that's it. Just what I use in podcast. I'll get a link to the monitors and more details on the monitors. What I can tell you is the monitors are nothing special. I literally bought these 4 years ago. They're 27 inch Asus monitors. The real reason I bought them was because they have built in HDMI, DVI, and VGA input. I have to have multiple inputs just because you never know what device have as its output, so I wanted to make sure it had it. The downside is they don't have a refresh rate, and they don't have built-in microphones, speakers, so they're not the best monitors, but they were a fair price in 27-inch. I will say it seems very difficult to find monitors on a really good sale, and I think it's because whenever you buy a good monitor, you could literally use it for a decade. So to find a really good sale is going to be harder kind of thing. Now to the actual computers. Okay, the first computer I used and I have used for a while is a custom-built desktop computer. And I believe this was the one that was custom-built by Jonathan Nadeau in cooperation with a whole bunch of Podnutians to help meet my needs. And I will say it is far exceeded my expectations. Okay, I will put, and I do have printouts of all the specs of these three main computers that I use here for podcasting. If you want to see the actual specs, part numbers, and everything, you can. Now to break down the desktop that I use, it is a desktop where it connects to all my other computers and it connects to YouTube and it streams all of the content. On my main rig, I connect with everyone. I connect my mic. That's a different computer. This desktop is the computer that streams everything up to YouTube, and it basically has all of the video and all of the web pages that I display when I go up to YouTube. So this is not a crazy powerful computer. I'm not streaming games. I'm not streaming games in 4K. I'm just streaming internet video from Hangouts and my web pages. Okay. This is a desktop computer with an Intel processor in it. It's a 4-core i5-3450 CPU, 3.1 gigahertz. Now I know i5-3450 means it's a third generation processor. I believe we're now up to the sixth generation processor. So this is not the newest of the newest processor, but I can say it easily meets. This computer also has 16 gigs of RAM. I heavily leaned on VMs for a lot of things in the past, so I always wanted more. I never once maxed out any RAM on any of these rigs, and that's the way I'd rather have it. I'd always rather have an excess of RAM. Right now it's running Ubuntu 1604 LTS long support, which also should be the most stable distribution. The resolution of the display is literally 1080p, nothing crazy, 1920 1080. The audio adapter is a Intel HDA PCH, which means this is like an Intel graphics, Intel audio. Again, not a super high end, but a super solid. When it goes through all of the extra hardware, it tells you about all of the input devices and out devices. Right now it has two hard drives in it. One of them is a SSD that I want to say is 256 gig. And then I have a 2 terabyte hard drive connected to it. That's where all my main storage goes. And I'm a stickler when it comes to mapping my partitions on these computers. And what I mean by that, on all of my main rigs, especially when there's SSDs, I have my temp and my var and things like that mapped to RAM, not to a hard drive. So my hard drive doesn't get utilized as much, so it doesn't get as much wear and tear on. Right now on this, it does have desktop environment of GNOME, and it really just has it because I haven't felt the need to change it. That's what came with it, right? And it just seems to be working just fine, is what I'm going to say. Until I experience more problems, I will get rid of it. This has Intel graphics, the i915 chipset, which I will say, I did actually play some Left 4 Dead 2 via Steam on this desktop, and it seemed to run just fine, had no problems whatsoever with it. Yeah, and as far as keyboard and mouse, I will say basically it doesn't matter because I never touch them. I use Synergy from my main rig over to that device, and I have it working on boot. I do have that computer automatically logging. So as soon as it logs in and Synergy gets started up, I have to take my mouse, type in the admin password to get everything else up and running. But that is it for the first computer. Again, it's a 2 terabyte hard drive computer with a quad core i5 in it. Runs like a champ, runs like a charm, runs actually fantastically. Okay, second computer I have to my other side is a laptop that I use as my heads up computer on a lot of the shows. That's where I have the chat, so at least I can see what's going on. I also often have screen split to where I can also see the status of the stream out to YouTube to make sure everything is nice and healthy. Okay. This is a Lenovo Flex 15 IdeaPad, which is a laptop that is a 15-inch screen. The screen does not flip all the way back around. It flips around like 3/4 into what I call portrait mode, to where the keyboard's tucked under, touching the surface that it is laying on. Screen is a little bit back from vertical, and it is a touch. I did upgrade the hard drive that was in there to a SSD, and this was where I believe I bought a Mushkin 256 gig SSD for really, really good. I've had zero issues. Okay, on this Lenovo Flex 15, it came with a 4-core i7-4500 CPU running at 1.8 gigahertz. And again, i7-4500 means it's a 4th generation processor. Again, not the newest of the newest, but it is an i7 quad core. Has met all of my needs spectacularly, is what I want to say. This comes maxed with the 8 gigs of RAM. No more RAM you can put here whatsoever. I do believe the RAM was one single chip, which I want to say was typically I always 2 chips RAM, but this was just one chip pushed up to 8 gigs. Again, HDMI, Intel graphics, Intel audio, Intel graphics, Intel NIC. On all my devices, that's what I try to aim for, just for stability on all my operating systems and consistency on all of my platforms. I don't know how much of it is real or how much of it is perceived, but it seems like when I have a genuine Intel stack, I seem to have much less issues with driver, with 3D accelerate, with things going bump and breaking randomly. This is running Ubuntu 17.04 again. This one actually, for some reason, is still running the Unity desktop, and I'm going to say it's because I haven't had the need to change it. Because this is a touchscreen, I do honestly believe Unity is probably the best touchscreen interface that has wide usage. I'll say E17 has a chance to be a good touchscreen interface, but it hasn't, to me, met up to that line yet. I will say I'm going to post the specs on this, but there's nothing really much about this. The only downside to this laptop, didn't make it a dream device, was the battery usage I'm getting out of it is not spectacular. On Windows, I honestly think I only got about 2.5 hours of battery use. I only had Windows installed on it for a couple of days. With Linux, I'm lucky to get 2 hours of actual usage out. And to me, 2 hours of usage in a laptop, in this day and age, it's ridiculous. It is literally ridiculous and unacceptable. But I love the form factor. It's an actual 15-inch device that I think physically smaller than a lot of other 15 inches. It's thin. It's not crazy heavy. Has a really good touch screen on. I only wish it had a better battery. It does have USB 2, USB 3. Also, one of the little convenient things is right by the power button, it has a little pin button, where if you hit that pin button, it will allow you to select a boot device or boot into the BIOS. That's one of those little niceties that Lenovo does that I think more companies do, but I digress. Moving over to the last computer. The last computer actually has two separate parts, okay? First, the high level, and that is, this is a Lenovo ThinkPad T430. The date of the release on this device was June 2012. I do believe it was sold for just about a year. So about 4 years ago, this thing was taken off the market. Okay. So this is not a new or a modern laptop. But I can tell you, this is my main rig. This is where I do all my editing. This is the one that I connect this mic up to and my webcam up to. This is my daily driver. This is the computer that more usage than any. And I got this used off of eBay for, I want to say it was $270. Now, see, not all that glitters is gold, because this is not a new device and not everything in the device is even working 100%. You'll see what I mean. Okay, this has a Intel quad core i5 processor running 2.6 gigahertz. It is a i5-3320. This is a third generation processor. So this is not the fastest processor out there. Third generation, I believe, is now 16 gigs of RAM. Here's the reason I got this device over the T420 and the T420F, which I think are both a little bit better devices, at least physically and how they look and how they feel. The S is a slimmer device. It's a really good look. But with the T430, you could get 16 gigs of RAM. So that was the thing that pushed me. Again, this is running Ubuntu 1604. My main desktop in this is ITH. This is using a Mesa Intel graphics. It looks like Ivy Bridge Mobile. When I go look at the Wikipedia entry, I see a bunch of 430 that have discrete NVIDIA cards. What I'm going to guess is you had a choice between Intel or NVIDIA, and this one came with Intel, which I'm very happy because it means I have less issues. This now, the battery in it is not 100%. The highest charge this can go is 60%. I swear, the eBay listing said it came with an SSD. It does not have an SSD. It came with a spinning disk. It's actually a really slow spinning disk. I want to say it's only 7,600 RPM, and it's like a 250 gig hard drive. It's not a big hard drive. So it wasn't a steal at $200, but it was definitely worth the money, in my opinion. It also has the light on the lid. When you hit the function and the spacebar, the light shines down on the keyboard instead of having a backlit keyboard. I love backlit keyboards. A backlit keyboard would have been much more desirable, but I will take what I can get. And what I got, I think, was still a really good device. You can also use what's called the Super Tray, I believe it's called, where you can take out the optical disc and you can slap an SSD or a laptop hard drive tray and slide it in where the CD drive was at, and you can have a second. I honestly do plan on doing that. I just haven't done it yet. Now here's the real kicker. Here's why this laptop, I swear, is superhuman and why it works above and beyond what its capability says it. Okay. I also got from a coworker at work, Yinka, all praises and doofs to Yinka, really, really nice guy. He's a guy I honestly, every day, I rib and he ribs me, and we constantly are at each other, making fun of each other, having fun. But I told him I was buying this laptop, and he asked me if I needed a dock. And I thought, well, you know, I really like the idea of a dock. I've never had a dock. Sure, I would love to have a dock. And then he brought it in. And then when I researched it, I found out this dock is going on, it's on sale on eBay right now, of course, by a third party, for like $190. And I told him that. I said, look, you can sell this dock right now and make money off of it. You don't have to give it to me. And he said, no. I don't need it anymore. You use it. You take it. You love it. You have fun with it. Okay. So I did not take advantage of him for that. And he was very happy. This, I swear, when I put the laptop in this dock, and I work on everything runs twice as fast as it does when it's outside of the dock. Now, I know with the mobile process, when it's plugged into the wall, it's supposed to run at a full speed. Well, I never have this device not plugged in, but I swear when it connects to the dock, something else gets turned on where it is even quicker. Okay, here's the real powerhouse with this dock. Okay, it is a ThinkPad Dock Series 3 Plus, 90 watt. Okay, the ports on this thing are two display ports, two DVI ports, one VGA port, one gigabit Ethernet port, six USB ports, one power port, one SATA. That's a lot of ports. That's a heck of a lot of ports, I'm saying, okay? And if you have the right power adapter, the 90 watt one connected, that's when everything gets full power, all your ports and everything, and works better. And I did get lucky. The power adapter that I got when I bought it off eBay was the 90 watt. So what I love is that I have all my devices connected to it. I have my USB audio interface connected. I have my webcam connected to it. I have my Ethernet connected. I have my 27-inch monitor connected to it. I have my keyboard connected to it, which is a Logitech keyboard that I'm probably going to swap out here because it's too loud of a keyboard. This was one that they advertised as being a silent keyboard a couple years ago, and I cut them off. And I have a Red Dragon Light mouse, 16,400 DPI mouse. I guess I need that many DPI, but it just literally has 12, 13, 14, like 17 buttons. And there were way I could, so I did use. But that's all the rigs I have just for podcast. Now I have many, many computers running. I have one right now running upstairs. I have one running down here out serve. I do have other desktop computers, my son's desktop computer. I do have other devices that I take to work with, like the Remix Ultra. So I don't have a shortage of hardware. In fact, I have two. But this was basically everything that I use just for podcasting. Now, I didn't go into any of the audio equipment yet. But I'll save that for another show because that's almost as much hardware, just the audio side. The main reason I have all of my audio hardware instead of audio software is so I can basically replace my computer without configuring lots of software, and I'm going to get the exact same product out the other side. I can actually boot to a live distribution and do all of my shows from that. And no one would know the difference. All the audio would come out sounding exactly the same because I have so much of my audio stack and hardware not in. Okay, I will say that the 3D printer podcast is almost upon us, going to be called The Makerz, M-A-K-E-R-Z. If you're already subscribed to the All Podnuts feed, you will just automatically start to receive it. If not, the feed will be available shortly. Not sure of an exact date yet. We do have more than a couple people who joined us on Patreon to support the network. As of right now, we have 8 Patreons, and I do believe this is in order as they joined. This is in order that they joined. First, I want to say thank you to Christian. Christian was our very first Patreon supporter on patreon.com/podnuts. Christian is a very long-time supporter of the network, so I really want to tip my hat and thank him a lot for everything he's done throughout the years that he has supported the network. He's always sent great emails into a bunch of shows, and he always starts up good conversations. Okay, after that, we have Joshua Dennis, who I'm going to mention again here soon. Josh is an unbelievably nice guy. Few guys, I can say, are as cool as he is, and I do hope now to see him in almost a year from today's date, and I'll explain that here soon. After that, we have Lucas Qualls. Thank you very much, Lucas. After that, we have Steven, who is a long-time supporter, again, of the network from the UK. Steven's a really nice guy. He has sent emails into a bunch of shows, and he supported this in a long time, so thank you very much. After that, we have Rafi, R-A-F-I. I want to thank you very much, Rafi, for your support. After that, we have Cormac. I believe is how you pronounce his name, from Crosshaven Computers. Thank you very much, Cormac. Then we have D-I-V-Y-R-R, Diver. And after that, we have Aaron. Aaron is, again, one of those longtime supporters. He's actually in our Mattermost server. If any of you guys want to get into conversations with Podnutsians in a non-Google searchable, almost like a private bulletin board, almost like a social network, just let me know. Shoot me an email at mail at podnuts.com. Add you to that. I want to thank everyone for their support. We are up to $13 a month right now. I will say we do have a long way to go to get where we were with the Amazon fees, but I do think this is a great start. Good things come to those who have patience, and I will say I do think this is going to be a good thing for the network in the long run, and I would like to make special content. They have to make sure I know what kind of content they we've already had a couple back and forth with Patreon. Okay. Now, the random recommendation isn't really a random recommendation. This is going to be a self-fulfilling thing, okay? Josh pinged me, the same Josh from Patreon, pinged me earlier today. Today is May 8th, Monday, May 8th. I do believe Lennox Fest Northwest just ended maybe a day or two ago, at the most 7 days ago, okay? Whatever, it just ended. Josh already hit me up on Twitter telling me Lennox Fest Northwest 2018 will be on April 28th and 29th. So right now, I'm saying to everyone publicly, I have no excuse for missing next year's event. I did also ping Martin Rambo Bando and Cody Cooper. Both of them live up towards that area. We have a couple other people up that towards that area that we're going to harass, trying to come. Chuck, Aaron, and a couple more other guys. I don't want to mention any more names because I'm sure I'm going to forget, but there's more than a couple people that we want to see up in that event. And besides them, Josh is going to hopefully be up there next. If you're in anywhere by the Bellingham area, or you think you can find time the end of April to take a trip up to Washington area, it's going to be close to the Canadian border, Bellingham, Washington. I can assure you it will be a great time with really nice people, really cool people, talking Linux, talking tech. April 28th and 29th, 2018. The date is already done. Okay. I'm going to do my best to make it there, and I hope everyone else can as well. I will mention again the boogie board sync. It is coming. I'm going to communicate with the guys on the Patreon, see if they have any ideas on how we can give this thing away fairly and justly to a random listener. With that, I want to thank everyone for their support. Thank everyone for downloading. Do not forget about the other shows on the network. The other shows are Android App Addicts, me, Eric, and Mark going over Android app, Book Nuts, Tracy Holtz and Jonathan Nadeau, two of the best people I've ever met, talking about audiobooks. After that, we have the Computer Repair Podcast. That's where Jeff has a bunch of guests on, and they talk about all kinds of tech facing the enterprising computer repair business owner. Then we have DDG. Then we have Geeksters, Martin Rambo Obando, emptying his head whenever he has time on all kinds of tech topics. And he is a small business owner, so he has to support people, and you hear his trials that he goes through. After that, Linux for the Rest of Us, where me and Cody jabber on about all kinds of Linux topics. Then we have the Mini PC Show, where Richard Hughes, Flying Rich, Brian Thomas, and myself go over all kinds of mini PC news. There's few places that are as active as mini computers. So if you find mini computers interesting, Raspberry Pis like that, I encourage you to check that show out. Then we have MRP Tech Podcast. That's where Matt goes over all kinds of tech, talks about everything from rockets and Elon Musk to MacBooks to climate change. This guy covers every single kind of technical topic I think anyone can imagine. Then we have Podnuts Pro, where it seems like Matt Rainey and Marvin B have combined 50 years of experience in the tech sector, which isn't even possible. But they know so much, and they go into so much things that happen at their job. I really do encourage you to check that show out. After that, we have My Hard Drive Died. Whenever Scott Moulton has a chance, he's going to come back to the network. I will encourage people. I believe there's 20 shows to go listen to. If you never listen to them, go download those older episodes and listen to them. You will hear information that's still equally very valuable today. After that, we have Podnuts Daily. That's where Jeff Hallisch interviews a computer repair entrepreneur and talks about all the things going on in their business, all the things that they and running and moving in the right direction. Then last but certainly not least, we have Tracy Holtz and Bruce Patterson on Sports Nuts. If you are a Premier Soccer League fan or a world soccer fan, and you want to be on a podcast, I need you guys to contact Tracy. Let him know. He is in dire need of somebody who has perspective on that side of sports. But Bruce and Tracy do a really good job talking about football, baseball, basketball, hockey. I'm sure even horse racing they're going to comment on. They are the sports people from Podnut. Those are all the shows we have right now. The only promise is we will always have more stuff coming. The Maker Show will be coming soon. And with that, I really thank everyone for their support, and I'll talk to everyone next time.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.